News that Kamala Harris will be Democrat candidate Joe Biden's running mate in November's US presidential election gives the front page picture story to both the Irish Independent and the Irish Times, where Suzanne Lynch writes from Washington that Joe Biden revealed Ms. Harris as his choice yesterday, ending months of speculation and following an intense selection process. There's never been a female vice president, and Ms. Harris is only the third woman from either major American political party to have her name on the ticket. And if they win, the 55-year-old senator from California will make history as the first black vice president. Elsewhere on the Independent's front page, Senna Maloney has the story that €240,000 worth of travel expenses was claimed by senators during the lockdown, despite the fact that the Shannon itself was closed for 90 days. Inside the paper, he lists details of 48 members of the upper house who still receive the benefits on top of their salaries of up to €68,000. The Irish News and the Belfast Telegraph both carry the story of Anna Sophia Gallagher, a 31-year-old Northern Irish woman who's been living and working in Beirut for the last 2 years. Speaking to Alan Preston in the Telegraph, she recounts how last Tuesday she was sitting outside a restaurant with a friend just a mile from the port when the devastating explosion happened. Recalling a moment of absolute total destruction, she describes how the buildings seemed to inhale and almost exhale and just spat out all of the contents. Details of the government's nine-month plan for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic feature across the papers and give the Irish Times its lead. A new colour-coded system of status levels is being developed. It's envisaged as an instinctive system consisting of red, orange, yellow and blue statuses, but with status blue only possible when a vaccine or similarly effective medical breakthrough has happened. In the Irish Examiner, Michael Clifford reports on a data leak at the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection after the personal files of staff and former staff members were leaked through a data breach in one of the department's IT systems. On page 5 of the Irish Times, news that An Gcuartha Síochána may be reported to the Houses of the Oireachtas over a failure to increase the number of Gcuardaí who are able to carry out their duties through the Irish language in Gaeltacht regions. A report from An Commissioner Teanga Ronan O'Donnell, due to be published today, says it's especially regrettable that recommendations made by his office in 2011 have yet to be implemented. Under the headline Cattle Pen Concert, the Irish Daily Mail gives us a vision of what could be the future of outdoor live music, with photos of what's described as one of the world's first socially distanced pop concerts, which took place yesterday when singer Sam Fender played to a crowd of 2,500 people at Gosforth Park in Newcastle in England. Belfast legend Van Morrison is due to play there next month. The crowd at yesterday's gig was split up into 500 cattle pen style enclosures, which could hold a maximum of 5 people, with reporter Alex Ward writing that the venue looked more like a farmyard scene than a music venue. And finally, elsewhere, the Mail goes big on the much-hyped publication of Finding Freedom, the controversial new book about Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's strained relationship with the royal family. The publication of the book features across several papers this morning, with the Mail summarising with this cutting verdict on the book on page 1. The only winners from this heap of saccharine guff are the authors cashing in.